Blog Talk Radio.
I should turn to somebody and say, I wish I could tell you about those little narrow paths I had to walk. Some of them I had to walk all by myself. Many times I couldn't even see Jesus. I couldn't hear him, but every once in a while he'd give me a little hint that he was there.
Preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
He'll give you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, I pray you therefore to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth labor into his harvest. That's what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're about. We're about trying to move this compassion that we have and what he has for us. When we see someone in distress, especially with the love of God, we ask them, and sometimes we do, we ask them, say, Lord, can you give me a word so I can be able to minister to her? You can see it's, they need Jesus, and God give it to you. And you, it might just be just a smile. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be every other. Sometimes it's just a smile, man. It's not all words and the thoughts you got in your mind, but maybe just seeing you. I said, I was glad, but when you came by, man, I just thank you for coming by, you know. But then I think about the Holy Spirit. He might give you something to say to him, brother. He might give you something to say to him. Children of God, he might say, kill him. They are standing at the door knocking.
All right.
I'm standing there knocking. I said, I'm knocking. And I'm knocking. Somebody said, how do you know he's knocking? But every time you get up, it's an opportunity for him to come to your door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come. Only time when it's not, when you are not in this body physically. All heavenly Holy Spirit. As long as the blood is running on, he's knocking. Even
yes,
when you
sir.
Got him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even when you think you got him, he's knocking. Because he wants to stay in heaven's way. In heaven's way. Have you ever been there?
Yes,
been
sir.
There, trying your best. It's not your best and good enough for him, man. Somewhere he gives you some pre. Some peace in your effort. And you say, thank you, Jesus. I know you are Lord. Again, Reverend, we watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how. We come, Lord, with our hearts open up for you, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for waking us up from last night laying down. We're thanking you, Father God, for making this day a reality that we could come together and worship and praise with you, Lord. We heard the songwriter say that we have to accept what you allow. So, Lord, we come today to ask you, is anybody struggling with someone that went on to and peace with you, Lord? We ask you to give strength there, Lord. Let them know that they're in a better place. They're resting until you see it come up a little higher, Lord. So Lord, we just ask you the whole entire family, Lord. Father God, we know it, sometimes it can be burning, but Lord, we just ask you to give strength to each one of us, Lord. They're missing our loved ones, Lord. Lord, cover us, Lord. And I want to even just looking down on one and saying that, Lord, don't take him up. But Lord, we ask you to give strength to that child. Give strength to that husband. Give strength to that wife. Give strength to the one that needs you, Lord. It's such a time like this, Lord. Because it's days go by, and we still thinking about some of our loved ones. So strengthen us, Lord, that we ever see them again. We believe, Lord, that we, if both of us was in Christ, we'll see you again, Lord. We'll see you again, and one day we'll see them. So, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Give us strength today, Lord. Lord, as you get in the Word, we ask you, Lord, to concentrate our mind, prepare us, and create the spirit that we call the Holy Spirit within us to help us understand your Word, teach the Word, preach your Word, smile, and understand that you are in the midst of the Word. So, Lord, penetrate your children's heart, Lord, that it not be just hearing only but doers of thy Word, Lord. So we ask you to cover us, Lord. As we decrease, we ask you to increase in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, if you don't do nothing else, we find out you still God all by yourself, Lord. Miracles have made, you have done. So we thank you and we love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Rhythm.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
God was still working on yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get to work, and it did an investigation, right, in my department, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they put in all my crew, one by one. They asked about the old supervisor. They asked about real. They just asked about the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you treat? What were you when the problem went, you know, came up? I'll put it like that. Someone said this or something that said that. So, man, you've been around the church, and others been around the church. God said I will fight your battle.
Mm-hmm.
I heard your sister, Mom. And before you gave it to me, God has stood in my heart and knows to walk away. You know,
mm-hmm.
know when you're dealing with the spirit. I'm going somewhere with this now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell anybody by the side of my book, please hear me when I say this here. Be careful when you talk about the man of God.
Yes.
Be careful when you talk about the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
God fight for you. Can I say it again?
Yes,
God,
sir.
I for you. After the investigation, the brother got fired. You happy about something like that? The brother lost his job. No, he put himself in the situation.
Right.
He didn't have to do that. If you understand what I'm talking about. And God, that circumstance, he knew that person when it came back, God knows everything about all of us. He knows what would have happened. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yeah.
So I really believe in this scripture, and I want to read something.
Amen.
About anointing, right? I want you to.
Mm-hmm.
Be with me when I read this. I'm coming from my heart when I say this. Because so, I don't want nobody to get in no trap when they think they can just say things. God calls somebody. God gives his children. You have to watch out because you can put a curse on your house. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. Let's go to First Chronicle. When I said First Chronicle, I'm trying to teach something here so nobody won't mess up.
Amen.
You know, I'm talking about First Chronicle. That's an Old Testament, y'all. You know? First
mm-hmm.
Chronicle.
Yeah.
First Chronicle.
Right.
First Chronicle. I'll say it again. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Samuel, Kings, Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. Do the Roman. Joshua. Right? Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Joseph.
Mm-hmm. And. King Chronicle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That didn't work? Just Google it. No. I'll stay with me. Just stay with me, Dad. Hey, stay with me, Dad. Don't leave me yet now. I'm going to go back and get one of these old. We read this a little while back, right? A while back. But we're going to start it. We're going to be at 16, right? We're going to be at 16. We read a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to read a little bit to you so you can hear what I'm saying. The scripture is very plain. It says right here, then on that day, David delivered first the psalm to thank the Lord to the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Giving thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds amongst the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him, talk ye all of his wonder works. This is 1 Corinthians 16:7. That's where I started at.
Amen.
Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice. Seek the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continuously. Remember his marvelous work that he had been done in his, what was it, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. Help me, Holy Spirit. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen one. Help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all with me so far?
Nah.
He is the Lord, our God. His judgments are on all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath to Isaac. And look what he said. And have confirmed the same unto Jacob for the law, and to Israel for the everlasting covenant. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus, we're going to get there. Jesus is this covering. And when it came down to it, that Jesus took this covering and made it out of reality, right? Even the covenant he made with Abraham and the oath with Isaac, and he had confirmed the same for Jacob, to Jacob in the law, and Israel, the everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. And look at this here, the lot of your inheritance. When you were but few, even a few, and strange in it, and when they went, look at this here, from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man, watch this out, to do them wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I just read? He suffered.
Yeah.
He suffered no man.
No man.
To do
yeah.
wrong. Yea, and reproved the kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointing. Because I'm in the book, y'all. And do my prophet no harm. God will fight your battle. If you be more obedient to his love, he will be more, he'll hear you in everything you say. Prayer moves, right? And when prayer moves, And you believe in what you've heard, that this right here, this scripture right here applies to you too as well. God will fight your battle. He wants to fight it. Let him do it. Because when we do it, we mess up.
Yeah.
We tear it up. Somebody said, well, who's knowing it? How do you know somebody knowing it or not? I really believe, and this is on my little finite mind, if God calls somebody in the ministry to do something for him, he's going to equip them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to equip them to be able to do what we read the other day over there in over there, was it 1 Corinthians 10 and 13? See, since we just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put our finger, keep your finger right there, though. Since we just talking, because I want you to read along with me. I never want to be teaching to say, Eric said, I want you to go with me and read this with me. And I want you to apply this in your life. I want you to apply this in your life. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians. We're leaving 1 Chronicle, right? And going to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians is in the New Testament, right? And we're going to chapter 10. And we're going to verse 13. And it reads according. It says, now watch how it reads. It says, there have no temptation taking you but such as common to man. Now how you thinking when you hear that? You thinking, is it, okay, I hear a word, there have, I'm gonna use the word English to be trying to know, have no temptation taking you. You know what I'm saying? But such as common to man. That's some stuff man fall for. And it should be some stuff. The same thing they fall for, we shouldn't fall for. It should tempt us to be what? But there's some stuff that make us want to do something we just, it just blows my mind sometimes the stuff we do now. But look what he said. He said, but God is faithful. Even if you're messing up, man. Even what you going through, man. Even when you're going through all that, he loves you so much and he don't want you to fall. He said, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Somebody said, oh, you're going somewhere now. You mean when I went off that day, it was too much, wasn't it? when I did this and that, it was just too much, Andrea. That's what God knew that. That's why God allowed me to know. You did that because you fell into the temptation. He said, but God is faithful. Help me, Jose, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that which that you are able, but will, look at it, with the temptation also make a way to escape. Help me, Holy Spirit, that you may be able to bear it. Somebody said, wow, where did this line up with me? How can I find myself in this moment to be a change in my life that I can resist something and God gave me away? And sometimes an escape is walking away. But sometimes the escape is God will remove it. He'll remove it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he knows you can't bear it. God knows we can bear. You can't tell God something he don't know. He know when we can bear something. I'm coming back over here again for a reason. Because we're getting into the life right now that we call ourselves, I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a woman. You know what I'm talking about? Well, why not be a child of God? Why not be a child of God? You know, and quit leaning on to your flesh side and lean on more to the spiritual side and ask God for strength when you come to a point and you say, man, I can't do this. If she keeps saying this or he keeps doing this, I'm going to do that. Well, you put too much credit to your fall. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
You put too much credit to your fall. Can't and what you want and all that. And what you need to do is say, Lord, give me strength. And you better believe me, he is faithful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He is faithful, and he will hear you. Be sincere with it and want God to help you. And don't pray on nobody. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't pray on nobody.
Right.
Lord, kill that person. You know, come on, man. Lord, hurt that person. You know, don't do all that. Don't be foolish now. Don't do all that. Would you ask God to give you strength? You know what? That same person that did you wrong, or got held off the case, if he or she in Christ, they will come back. And they will say, I'm sorry. Now watch this here. If they don't, it's prayerful that you go to them. I'm going to say something now. It's private that you go to them and you tell them you're sorry. Even if you might be dead right. Oh, man, you sounding crazy now. You know, I'm like the other, so I want to be militant. You know, I want to fight. I want to protect myself. I'm going to hold on to mine. Now, what you're doing is holding on to a stubborn spirit and a pride.
Yes.
What pride does, brother, it goes before destruction.
Before, yeah, that's right.
It's a fall from the heaven. It's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So we prep is saying the reason why I'm trying to build this thing, though, so you understand what I'm talking about, that God, I didn't want the young man to get fired. You know what I'm talking about? I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
God knew probably wouldn't have been a good work environment. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this here. I do know that God did it. It wasn't an idea. Because I feel like this here, he said it again. He said it. I'm just going to go to that one verse. He said it. Sing it. Touch not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. I believe in that scripture.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I believe in the heart. Because David had a chance to kill Saul. Saul was the first king anointed. Amen. And mm-hmm. he didn't do what God asked. God told me to go in there and kill everybody in the land. Everybody. Don't leave nothing. And he went on there and saw the cattle. He saw all the midwives and all the money over there. And he kept him a few things. And God, that's when God took his throne, gave it to David. Amen. He gave it, made David a king. And David was running from his life ever since because he had an evil spirit in him, Reverend. He wanted to kill David.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Because somebody said David killed his 10,000, Saul killed his 2,000. The women were saying it, and he didn't like it, you know. And he got more rage against him. And then what happened? Neither one of them could hurt each other because of that.
Mm-hmm.
God still had anointing on him, and he had anointing on David. David clipped his hair, a piece of cloth on him, didn't know he could have killed him. But God wouldn't do it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm trying to tell you, pray. Don't get yourself in a situation that you can't get yourself out of. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because we find out, Reverend, we find out in our heart that God will fight your battle. We find out people get killed too, Reverend.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about. We find out people get literally killed. You know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to tell you, watch out. How you were talking about? Well, I think I might not get in no trouble about this. I'm telling you, once you've been educated, once someone has told you the truth, and you still gonna do it, trust me, the punishment is in your hand. You just put it all in your hand. So I come today to tell everybody that God will, and I knew this prior to this. God will fight your battle. He says,
"That's right."
Recompense no man evil for evil. What you do, you tell them, and I'm telling you, this is going to sound real corny to a lot of folks, that God loves you, and so do I do too. They mean it.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's
start showing more Jesus to people, because we've been taught, and we know too much to let somebody trap us up. Can I say that again? Let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord guide you. And let the Lord keep you is always my prayer. Because the devil is right there. It's lurking and waiting for one of us to mess up. So I want to give you that. I want you in prayer that you receive that. Because I really believe it's in the book. If it's in the book, we should use it, Reverend. If it's in the
book. Thank you, Lord.
I believe we should apply it to our life. Don't be ignorant to change, because change can happen. You know, so you might have to make a change. You might have to do something you haven't did before. And most of the time, if it's of God, you don't have to worry about it. He's going to give you something to strengthen you so you can do it. Have you ever did something for God, and you know that everybody in the room didn't understand? Have you ever did something for God? And you did it, right now, I call this right now. We're in counseling session right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the counseling session, and God is He wants us to know that He's in the midst. We need to know how He's in the midst of us. Now watch this here. When I say this here, I haven't read it though, but I want to look at Luke, right? I want to get a string at Luke. Got on mine.
Man.
Left off in Luke 14, right?
Luke 14, yes, sir.
Yeah. Luke 14. If I'm in the book, let me know. Luke 14 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we left off,
right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where you are in Christ. The devil, and you better believe me, he's there. He's humming. He's always around God's people. Let me show you what we have here. Luke chapter 14. I've just got one. The lesson is going to be 1 to 6. Look how it go. Talking about the religious and their error. Watch this here. And it came to pass as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watch him, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, there was a certain man before him was sick and had droplets, right? And Jesus answered and spoke unto the lawyer and the Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Y'all with me here?
Yes, sir.
He looked at the young man. He looked at the person, and he wanted to heal this person. I mean, he turned aside because he knew who he was around. You know, you want to do something good for the Lord, right? You know you really want to do something good for the Lord. You really want to do something good and let God use you. But you got naysayers there. You can be in the – they're watching you, Reverend. They're watching you. Watch and see what you're going to do. See if you're going to err, you know what I'm talking about. And we look at this, and we found out this brother here doing it on the Sabbath again. That was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He finna heal somebody on the Sabbath again. But before he do this here, he looked amongst them. And look at this. He was trying to teach them guys because they were denying him. Of the things
mm-hmm.
they've done, but they was in error, man. They was so much in error because they were looking at hold on a day and watch this, Reverend, and didn't have a compassion on people with having infirmity.
Yeah.
You hear me? Someone was going
yes,
to do something, and they did. They looked at him, others, and said, "This still, even though it's a seven, we can't do it, Reverend. We can't heal on a seven."
Mm-hmm.
That didn't say well without the Lord and Savior. Because when we look at that, we find out that how much people trying to find wrong and trying to do right. Help me understand. Because you see it today,
mm-hmm.
what's wrong is right. And what's right is wrong now. And Jesus was showing right there he had some compassion. That's why he turned aside and Jesus spake unto the lawyers. And the Pharisees said, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. Y'all in the book now. Can you imagine? He's sitting there and they watching him. He went to them and asked them, could he do it? And they held their peace. But Jesus didn't. He turned aside and he healed the young man. What I'm trying to tell you, you're going to be in some situation that you're going to have to walk alone. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're going to be in some situation sometime that you're going to walk alone. Yeah, you can't go get Brother Eric. You can't go get Reverend Henry. You can't go get some of these guys and sisters that are trying to minister to us day and night. It's going to have to be you sometimes. Just you by yourself. and the Lord giving you strength to work, to do a task. We learned the other day that we're all ambassadors. You remember that? We are all ambassadors of Christ. So we are representing him. So when Jesus was representing his Father in heaven, can you imagine how the jaws are looking? The mouth got tight. You know, you know, we just don't believe what he's doing right now.
All right.
We're struggling, Reverend, with what he's doing right now. But we know from the bottom of our heart that they are ritual people. They do this Sabbath day, and they worship the Sabbath day, and they didn't have no compassion. Yeah, they did worship, but they did what they did. But they didn't have no compassion. Unless he asked them the other day. You remember the other day he asked him? He said, if your ox or your ass get caught up, will you get them out? And they answered yes. How much more do you would your brothers and sisters, right, need a healing, and you won't do it? I don't care what day it is. That's what he's trying to tell them. If someone needs help, I'm going to help them. So he's trying to break this ritual at this time. Like people say, well, you know, it was a time that they didn't open up a lot of stores and they didn't do a lot of things on Sunday because this is the day the Lord said we should rest on. Amen?
Amen.
Now you got every store open besides Chick-fil-A. Y'all might get that later on.
All right.
But I learned something, brother, in this thing, in this kingdom building what we got today, that God is blessing the brothers and sisters right now. Look how he does it, Reverend. Look how he does it. He told them that, and look how he leaves them. Let me back up and do it again. Let me back up and say, and Jesus answered and spoke unto the lawyers at the first. He said, it is lawful to us to heal on the Sabbath, and behold, there, look what he said, peace, and look what he said, peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go. And he answered and said, which of you should have an ass? Look what he said, a fall into a pit, and went straightway pull him out of the Sabbath. And they could not answer him. Again, these things, Jesus kept them people silent twice. You keep kept them silent.
Right.
It's something about when God's in the presence, when God's truly in the presence, it makes man's mind see sometimes. And some of it makes them jump out. They don't even care of God. They don't respect God. But these men seen something they have never seen before. Right? They've seen something.
Right.
Man of this caliber has had a spiritual. He opened up a spiritual eye to them because they were blinded to the spiritual thing. They were so temple. They knew they had to do something all the time because they had been taught as the unit on how they're supposed to handle a Sabbath day. So somebody say, wait, when do you worship? I worship God all the time. When do you worship, Maria?
Yes, sir, all the time.
Even though we're supposed to rest for our labor. That's what that is. Rest for our labor, but not resting for compassion. Not resting for love. That's what I think they got hung up at. He rests for his labor, not resting for what? For having compassion. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not resting for helping someone. That's a totally different word there. Because he did it with someone spiritual. So, amen? He made the man whole again by healing. They wrestled with him, but he didn't. I love that part, Reverend, because you can get so religious that you have some ritual going around, and you probably think you're doing it right, Reverend. You think you're doing it right. They thought they was, but Jesus wanted to let them know they wasn't. And I love that part, how he made them feel so guilty. Help me, Holy Spirit. He made them feel so guilty that they couldn't say a mumbling word. Now watch this now. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden. And when he was marked, how they chose out the chief room, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room. least more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. Are we going somewhere else?
Right.
And he did,
yes, sir,
the bidden thee of him to come, said to thee, give this man your place. And thou began to be ashamed to take the lowest room. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he bid and be come, he may say unto you, friend, go up higher. Then shall thou have worship, like I said, in the presence of them that sit meet with thee. Whosoever, but whosoever exalt himself shall be abased, and him that humble himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to be obey him, when thou makest dinner or supper, call not thy friend, O Heavenly Spirit, nor thy brother, nor thy kinsman, nor thy rich neighbor, that they also be thee again, and recompense he made thee, help me, Holy Spirit. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, help me, Holy Spirit, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and those, and thou should be blessed, but they cannot recompense thee, but thou should be recompensed at the resurrection of justice. Help me, Holy Spirit. When we look at this, that's why we always make a appeal, right? That we don't tell you, man, just don't get Reverend Henry, man. He can repay you back. You know, don't invite him to this feast, because he can get you back. But then he also told us early in that lesson, Reverend. He said, when you go somewhere and you go to a place and you got seats in there, right? And you just go take your seat and sit down. But the Bible said, be humble. Because you might be in a seat, somebody more honorable you, and you might get put out of that seat and go to a lower seat. You know, at this time, when you sit at the table with the king, it goes like from the highest rank on down. The highest rank on down. What he's saying here, don't go up there and try to get the first seat you see up the front.
Right.
Because you might find somebody come in, hide you. And we got a bad church doing that, too. You know, we'll run straight in the pulpit. Help me, Holy Spirit. We'll run straight in the pulpit. People don't even respect the pulpit a lot. Some people don't. You know what I mean? They just get in there and they just come on in there. You know, and no respect at all. But I'm going to tell you, God is looking at this thing. And he made it and what he said it was. And it is a sacred spot. You might not believe it. You might not want to believe it. But it is a sacred spot. Help me, Holy Spirit. But when he got there, he said, when you go and you bring someone or ask someone to come to your dinner or your supper, he said, don't ask no friend. That's what he said now.
Yes.
No brethren, no kinsmen, no rich neighbor. He said, also bid them again because they can pay you back. They can help you back.
Mm-hmm.
When you go and call somebody like the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, somebody can't pay you back. You know what I mean? Somebody can't give you nothing back. You know how I say, if you don't help me, I ain't going to help him. No, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible told us we should help one another, right?
That's right.
I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm telling you, he said, don't always ask someone. Let's do this here. Who can always give you something back in return? You ever deal with somebody can't give you nothing in return?
Right,
you know what I'm talking about? And we're laboring right now. And I'm not saying this for no one but guilty. I'm just saying we living right now, and I'm gonna tell you, doing this thing every day, and every time you hear us ask for an offering, help me, Holy Spirit. Every time we ask for somebody to help us over here to pay for this thing, you know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm gonna tell you this here, it ain't free. It ain't free. And plus, let me give you this here, so you can understand a little more better. The time we get, the sacrifice we get, we're doing right now today. And you know, some of them, like I said, I'm at work right now. You know, the sacrifice we do to do what we do, that's time. But I find out one thing about it. It's like the end of that scripture. What did he say, Brent? At the end of that first 14th verse, he said, thou shall be blessed.
Yeah.
Let me say, for thou shall be blessed, for they cannot repent thee. For thou shall be compensed, that means repaid, at the resurrection.
At the resurrection.
Amen. So our boy, if you kind to somebody, if you show somebody some love, if you show them the word, you teaching and helping somebody, you might not get all the finest things around now that people think we should have, think they need, right? But boy, your reward is in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will be get paid for what's heaven. I really believe God is going to bless everybody that I know. I know you come faithfully. I really believe he's counting a lot of your faith and obedience to righteousness. I'm telling you, somebody said, well, man, I, some of the people I think maybe come over here, man, they some hellion. They do dust and dust. I really believe God's going to touch their heart one day.
Amen.
And they're going to make a bow face. That's repenting. Right, 180 degrees from what he had today, and start serving the Lord. I really believe
Thank
that.
Thank you, Lord.
I really believe that. I really believe you cannot come here every day like some of y'all do and don't change. Because we not
Thank you, Lord.
Wanting that word. We are teaching and preaching God's word with conviction that the scripture says that we should do. I think it's Hebrew, right? Is it Hebrew 4 and 12? Can you help me with that, Rev? Is it Hebrew 4 and
12?
What that say?
Hebrew goes 4 and 12.
Back
Hebrews 4
10.
And 12.
Back
Amen.
Of 10.
Amen. Hebrews 4 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
For he that is entered into his rest also had seeds from his own works.
Come
as
on.
God did from his. Let us labor therefore to Yes, sir. For he that to his rest he also had seeds from his own works.
That's it.
As God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest
that
any man fall after the same example of unbelief.
Come on now.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Stay right there. Now, this is what you're about. The labor you're doing, you're going to get rest.
Amen.
You're going to get rest for your labor. And then there should be, like I said, in your labor, there should be something that you're guilty of is loving God.
Amen.
It should be guilty of being a hellion. It should be guilty of being a person falling away. Amen. It should be a person of walking in Christ, in Christ's light. I know I'm writing about it.
That's right.
Don't look like the be an example of an unbeliever. That's what you're trying to say. Don't look like. Did you walk with them? Because your evidence of how you walk. He said, because the word of God is quick. You are alive.
Yes.
That's what quick means. The word brings you alive. You can't come over here every day and don't get touched with the Lord. I really believe that God touched everyone to come over here because we pray for them and do it. touch your soul, touch your heart, and it makes you alive, and it's powerful. It calls you to be sometimes radical in your praise and worship on Heavenly Holy Spirit. And watch this. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. That thing got a cut on each side. As it go in and it come out, it's like thunder, a sound, spirit of him. It cuts so hard, it cuts to the joint and the marrow. And it discerns of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. So what it does, it tries to reprove you, correct you, and love you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
What it does, it wants you to understand, I love you. This is why the day you come and say, somebody must have told my business. Somebody, he must have heard this. Somebody said something. No, it's the Holy Spirit.
That's
right. That's in us, who's holding us and telling us what to do. Now, read all the way down to 16. Finish that thing away.
Amen. Yes, sir. Neither, verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Mm-hmm. But all things are naked and open it unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet
come on now,
without sin.
Come on now.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Oh, look at how that thing worked that thing out. You see how it worked it out? You see how it tied that thing up together? Because Jesus have compassion for us. He looked at our infirmities, man. He looked at our feeble and weak, look at the state of being that we are sometimes, and he have compassion for us. And he wants us to hold on. Can I do this? So I switch the word to God, changing him. Build your hope on things what eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. That's what he's saying. Because it's going to be a time. Mercy going to have to be at your feet. It's going to be a time that grace going to have to be in his heart when he look at. It's going to be a time that when he come and help you. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for how he's moving right now. Man, life is so busy for a lot of people, right? A lot of people is so busy for a reason. They can't take a lot of it, man. It's something they just can't take up. But they can take a lot of foolish. I'm going to do this here. This might not be for everybody. They can be at their job 12 hours. They can be grocery shopping 3-4 hours. They can go look for a car 2 days. They can go look for a house a month. You know, but when it comes down to the Word of God, it's always some stipulation that it don't take all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm going to tell you this here. Soon and very soon, you're going to wish you never thought that. You're going to wish you could be in God's presence all your life. But I do time by. I know things come up, but I want to leave you with this here, that God is looking down on us. He's omnipresent. He's omnipresent. That means he's everywhere at the same time. So keep God in your life.
Stay focused
and knowing God is with you at all times. Don't let nobody trap you or sisters and brother. God is a just God. He loves us so much. and he teaches us to be humble and love. It don't make you weak. It makes you strong. Make you stronger. You hear one thing, a wise man will take wise counsel because it makes him wiser. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So, and I already got gifts. You can be smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Stay with the Lord. Stay with the Lord.
Stay with the Lord.
And he will see you through. Sister Martha,
yes,
send us some rep. She's sending some air in the game.
Amen.
You know, she's sending something, and it says, dangers shall cut. Dangers shall cut. Yeah, God road is not easy, but it leads to eternal sanctification. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
When I start thinking about his road rep, when I start thinking about how he has our hand, help me, Holy Spirit, how he guides us through this Christian walk, like we just read this while ago, that your reward will be led on. Don't lose your walk behind no ignorance. That means lack of knowledge. If you don't get it today, take the scriptures and read it for yourself. And we thank you for that. Don't take no shortcuts. It's dangerous. It's dangerous taking shortcuts. Have you ever took a shortcut,
mm-hmm.
man?
Yes, sir.
In life. And it didn't pay off all the time.
That's right. That's right.
You just be patient and wait on the Lord. I know pain comes sometimes. So tomorrow I see you. I know temptation can be on every hand. It can be really bad sometimes. But we were here before I go. Jesus was a man who was tempted on every hand. The only difference between him and I, he didn't see it. Help me, Holy Spirit. I just read that. That's what Red just read.
That's right.
And I believe God is looking at us and he's going to count it unto righteousness because some of the things we do right now. But don't play with your salvation.
That's
if you
right.
love the Lord, stay closer to him. Don't take no shortcuts. Quit taking them shortcuts. You know, we used to walk a lot when we was younger, right? Going to school and going to some of my homeboy's house and maybe talk to a young lady, you know. And we did a lot of walking, riding bicycles. You know? So normally you can go take the long route, but sometimes we take the shortcut route. Go through a little, cut through a little road. You know what I'm talking about? You might be like Brother Nutty, they live down in the deep country, you know, with them sticks over there. You know, you might go somewhere, you get trapped so far, and so many times, it put a tread there to know that somebody been there and stumped the ground there because they've been walking over and over, you know what I'm talking about? But don't take no shortcut with the Lord. Go straight to him. Even if you don't understand, you ask God, Lord, help me. Help me. Strengthen me so I can do better. He'll just God, sir. He will do it. I thank God for Sister Martha and Reverend, sisters and brothers who come down, the ones who stay faithful all the way through as well.
Thank you, Lord.
We just ask God
thank you, Lord.
Peace of your life. We pray for peace of your life. We pray it's not a lukewarm ministry of. Yeah, I know it. I know it. Sometimes it's not an amen shouting, kicking the room, but we try to fly something in your mind, in your heart. Then when you leave, you don't remain the same in Jesus' name. You got something. You got some. If you did, we can go back over again. Again, 1 Chronicles 16:7-22. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Luke 14:1-14. Hebrews 4:10-16. And our sister gave us a shout talk. The little talk she gave us. And it had scripture with it too. It was Matthew 4:1-10. Matthew 4:1-10. And we're going to read that. God Almighty. Then was Jesus led up to the spirit of the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter, that's the devil, came to him, right? Came to him and said, mm-hmm. if, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Look how Jesus answered him. But he answered and said, it is written. Not what Eric said, not what Reverend Henry said, not what such and such said. It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into a holy city and set him on a pedestal of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. For it's written. Again, he using the word to him. He shall what? Give his angel. Yeah, concerning thee, and in thy hands shall be bearing up. And then it said, lest any time thou dash thy feet against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord God. Now, I'm going to tell you what God revealed to me again in that scripture, right? Jesus hit him with a scripture, right? So he came back with the scripture. So he came back with the scripture, and then Jesus hit him another scripture. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord God. And again, the devil took him into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things, Reverend, I will give thee. If thou fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. I'm in the book, y'all. I'm going to read this last verse. Then the devil leave him to hide, and the angel came and ministered unto him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm getting somebody inside this room. All of that, being tired, fasting, and still doing the work of the Lord. Still, God gave strength. He didn't fall to the temptation of the flesh. He still walked straight up and gave the honor to God. Because every time the devil hit him with something, probably with a mic, some of us now, he trumpeted over it with the strength of the Lord. Then once the devil left, the angel came. Help me, Holy Spirit. Spirit transfer. So he had to get the angel. The scripture don't say what the angel said to him. The scripture don't say why he ministered to him. But I want to tell you just my little mind, that when he got through, he gave Jesus a high five. You did, man. You accomplished something that none of us couldn't do. You accomplished something at your weakest point. Coming out of not eating for 40 days and not drinking for 40 nights. And look what you did. You made it through. And then he ministered to them, getting them ready for the journey. They go to get baptized. That's when they're going to go after that, the next. But I'm trying to tell you something. God will strengthen you. He strengthened his son. He will strengthen you. All you got to do is trust him. Don't repay man for evil for evil. Because the devil was trying to steal. God already had planned for him. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it, Reverend. He couldn't do it. So why you look at your life and you said you didn't do it? Don't take no shortcuts. Because Jesus didn't take that. It's danger in taking shortcuts.
That's right.
Easy route ain't always good. The easy route ain't always good. Sometimes he can make it easy, but he'll make it an easy route. So we thank you, Amon. Thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for how you come out faithfully and stand with us, too. Thank you for everybody that came out and about to sign our boys. And if we do say something, Rev, we always ask if anybody wants to say something, they can hit the one or need prayer before we get off. You can do it at this time, Rev, of anybody.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got you. You said danger shortcuts and God road is not easy. service, but it's worth it. You know, anything worth fighting for, you know, is worth having. You know, scripture tells us the battle is not given to the swift. Well, the race is not given to the swift, but the battle to the strong. He that endureth. When you endure, you know, even in the scripture you just read, Jesus endured, even at his weakest hour. If we would endure, God will give unto us, you know. But he got to see that we want what we say we want.
That's it, brother.
You know, we have to prove it to him. You know, even you know, though you slay me, yet will I do what?
Trust you.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for this lesson. It was strength in this lesson. You know, I don't want to take it for granted what God is doing. You know, when you take God for granted, that's when we start to fall, man. But when we realize what he is doing, he'll do more. But first, we got to realize what he is doing right now. You know,
come on now.
You know, thank you, Jesus. I thank God even thank him for our trials and our tribulations, because in that, it's making us better. God is doing the work.
Yes,
you know, even in our trials and tribulation, God is doing the work. You know, though he will not let us be tempted above measure, but if we trust him even in the temptation, you know, even when I'm weak, God, you're yet even strong. You know, the flesh gets weak, but that spirit, man, is willing to go all the way. So you know, like you said, Reverend, you walked into the place. I feel the Holy Spirit. You know, you said he was standing, but your spiritual man.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Gave reverence unto God's Holy Spirit. So God is so wonderful, man. It's so wonderful. If we would we just take time out and see his goodness. I love how he even if we look at it, even, you know, if we think about it, you know, even in the lesson that cuts at the heart, but it still makes you better for him. So I just think about it, and I just feel his presence, you know. So I just want to be careful, you know, with my words and just tell him thank you, man. I just want to tell him thank you for what he's doing in the name of Jesus. Thank him for how he's continued to God is actually listening in, and he's allowing the Holy Spirit to guide in the name of Jesus. I can see clearly now, you know, he's loud, you know, because he didn't have to, you know, but he's, you know, he could leave us to ourselves and let us try to figure it out, but he's allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. You know, those that would be humble, open their hearts unto him. I just thank him. Thank him for his help. Thank him for his strength. Thank him for wonder. Thank him for his wonderful works, marvelous counselor. He's a keeper, promise keeper. Waymaker. Thank you, Jesus. That is who he is, you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your lesson. Thank you for your correction. Thank you for helping us to be in remembrance of thee, and, you know, and just what you will do, and even a warning to those that are trying to touch his people. God has a warning there, and even a special warning and anointing from the prophets, you know. Thank you, Jesus. So I tell you, that make you be in fear and reverence and respect, and make you be careful in how you use your mouth, even your thoughts, because God said those thoughts as well. And
yes,
you find yourself where you shouldn't be if you quickly repent. Then, you
yes,
know,
sir.
You will cause God to repent of what he might would have allowed to happen unto you if you quickly repent. So,
that's
so I just thank him. I just thank him, and I want to tell it again and say it publicly, because we can't do it enough, you know. And we're taught to show love, you know, and that's what God wants. So thank you, God, for your servant today, Reverend Brian. And thank you for allowing even our God's plan, Amy, to come in and help us and give us encouragement with her. Oh, thank you, Jesus, with the wisdom that you've given unto her. And she so humbly sends it in. Hallelujah. You know, which is a blessing, because, you know, usually when someone hears from the Lord, you know, they want to boast it out, but she so humbly sends it in. So we thank God for that. In other words, she comes in the room and she takes the lower seat.
Right.
Then she passes a note up to the pulpit. How about that? So God bless you. Yeah. So I wanna thank him. When I always recognize God what he's doing and tell him thank you. Because I say once again, once you tell him thank you, he'll remind you, put it to your remembrance. What else you can thank him for? And in that, you're giving glory unto him, you know, and God is not selfish, because even when you're giving that glory to him, always giving it to him, he'll come in and sup with you. You know, he allows the manifestation of the Holy Spirit to, you know, in our praise, he comes and he dwells among us. You know, when we surrender unto him, oh, thank you, Jesus. Prepare him room that he himself may come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to tell you, I love you. I love you. I love you, Reb. With all the blessings, and thank God for the prayers. Thank God for the preparation. Thank God for the study. Thank God for the humility that he allows to reign here, you know, that we may come together and reason in thy word and show love to one another, and that iron may sharpen its iron, that the countenance of a friend could be made better. You know, all these good things that God has done. I'm in awe, and I want to thank you. Keep on, Lord. Keep on being here with us, Father. Father, we ask that you keep on being here with us, Father God. Keep on touching whom you will, Father God. Keep on setting free whom you will. May not never push the one button, but Father God, keep on working with that heart privately, Father God, that they may show openly what you have done with them secretly. So we say, hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for this closer walk that you've given us, Father. You're allowing us to get closer, Father God, so when you come back, you don't have to deal with us in the way that you're going to deal with the world. So, Father, we thank you for a closer walk with you. In Jesus' name, we surrender this to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Reminded of a song, Reb, you know, we singing our praise and word. Worship the Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place.
Remind me of this song right here.
some good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low.
Mm-hmm.
I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why? So much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. They ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today.